Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast.
Hello, welcome to what will be a fairly sharp and brief preview to America, as I badly sung in the last pod. Austin, Texas, Formula One makes its second visit to the circuit of the Americas. Circuit? I presume it is, isn't it? That's pretty much what it's called. I thought the first race there last year was fantastic. Are we looking forward to it?
Brilliant, yes. Yeah. Very excited. Looking forward to the Stetsons.
I haven't introduced you, have I? Perry Hamilton.
How you doing?
You looking forward to it?
Loving it.
And Carl Cumbers, you looking forward to it?
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. It's going to be fun. There's no need for a New Jersey race then, is there really, when we've got Texas?
Nice. Seems to work in Texas. There's a big crowd, especially a few Mexicans coming up. To support Perez and Gutierrez. So, it seemed to work last year. It's a good race, which helps. Looks a good track, especially the first corner. That looks quite cool. Hopefully it works again. Have a good race and keep the crowds coming.
I would guess it's not an either or a case of, well, I don't know, it's not for New Jersey and Austin. To be honest, I don't think New Jersey will ever come off, because I don't think they'll ever get their backsides in gear, which is good. Lewis Hamilton won the race last year, which means that Sebastian Vettel has never won this race, which is a good thing at the moment, but probably bad because it means he'll want to win it, as he hasn't done it. As you mentioned, I think, before we came on recording,
the only time, I should say, that Vettel's actually got ahead first few laps and somebody's actually caught him and overtook him.
Yeah, incredible.
So, yeah.
Won't be happening if they have the pace from Abu Dhabi, will it?
Oh, God, no. No, it won't. Not at all. And in all honesty, I don't see anything but that happening. So
we'll get into that in a minute.
We'll get into predictions later. But, I mean, it's a great track, and I think it will provide, even if Vettel does scurry off into the distance, it's going to provide us with some great racing, even in the back. And, I mean, there is still a lot up for grabs, as we talked about Alonso's lack of motivation and Massa's, you know, comeback season, if you will, which is going to end without him in a seat. So there's that. We know the Mercedes are quick here. They were absolutely lightning last year when they were a dog of a car. And, you know, they're pretty good this year. So let's look forward to it. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, I think Lewis might look forward to it. Most important weekend for? There's only a few, really. We're probably repeating them now.
Lotus, I think they need to get people paid and get their seats filled. I think it's the most important weekend for them. Not on the track at all. It's the most important week for them. I think they need to get their house in order and just get on with the race.
I wouldn't argue with any of that.
Yeah, just the battle for second and the constructors, which seems to be the thing teams worry about at the moment, or teams at the front.
Just update us on how that's looking, Carl.
I will. Mercedes, extended the lead. It's 11 points over Ferrari, and Lotus are 37 points behind Mercedes. Okay. So they're dropping.
With two races to go.
Like it's between Mercedes and Ferrari.
Still winnable. Still winnable, I think, you know, but a lot's got to happen. A lot's got to happen.
We will see, indeed. Prediction time. It was me, Kyle, and DT last time out.
I missed DT. I'm devastated.
You missed DT, yeah?
I missed DT in a pub.
Yeah, it was
absolutely devastating.
It was an epic performance from the man. And not too bad in his predictions either. He said that Vettel would win, which, you know, you do get, even though it's maybe not the best prediction at the moment.
Can we introduce anti-Kudos points for that? Any time anyone suggests a Vettel win from now on.
He said there'd be a Mercedes and a Ferrari on the podium, which he was half right. He said Hamilton would be P2, which he wasn't, and Alonso P3, which wasn't right either. He also suggested that he wanted Button to finish ahead of Grosjean to then finish ahead of Perez, because that would, with their three-letter abbreviations, would reveal the word butt groper. I'm actually going to say it. It wasn't a proper prediction, and it didn't happen, but I did give him a kudos point because I felt sorry for him.
Pity point.
I said that Vettel would win. I said that a Force India would exit in Q1. Boom. Sutil. Yeah. Fell apart.
Done well there.
I was there. I said Hamilton would be P2, which didn't happen, and I said Gutierrez would finish in the top 10, which He did have a good race, but he just didn't quite nick a point for it. But, you know, that's a pretty good week for me. And Kyle, you said Vettel will be on pole, which should have been a given, but wasn't. Q1 exit for Maldonado and Bottas, but they actually did scrape through both Williams. And a Mercedes double podium.
A half point?
Should be half a point, actually, shouldn't it?
Maybe.
Was there one? Yeah, it was Rosberg, one. Rosberg was on the podium, wasn't he? Yeah. I don't know. I have been a bit harsh there. I will give you half a point.
Oh, thanks. Does that put him ahead of me?
It doesn't really make any difference to the table, which is probably why I'm saying it's fine. Paid, despite not being in last week, you're still safely ahead.
I've only missed
ahead.
Two. I think I've only missed two podcasts.
I've only missed two. Yeah, two. You are safely ahead, but I have closed the gap. I'm on a bit of a charge.
Okay, late season charge. Late season push from Mike there.
DT is on the fringes. The only problem is, will we see him? You know, that's a difficult one. Kyle fourth, and it's going to be hard to make any progress there. I'm going to be honest with you. It's been a tough year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Rebuilding
pressure from last year.
Yeah, rebuilding year.
Couldn't deal with it.
So, we only have two rounds left to predict, so we should predict the first of those. Austin. Ped.
Merck on leader. Pole.
Merck on pole.
Merck on pole. Merck on podium. Red Bull win. Alonso 4.
Love it.
Cut, print, win.
There you go. He is just one finger away from doing the Vettel finger, so to speak.
I just looked at last year's and I realised Mark Webber didn't finish the race because of an alternator.
So
I'm going to get Mark Webber not to finish.
Okay.
Or next weekend again.
Well, this could work out quite well because that probably means he'll win the way things have gone recently, Carl. Love it. Okay, DNF for Webber.
I'm going to continue with my predictions of who's going to go in Q1. Looking at last year, I'm going to go John O'Grail. And I'm going to continue with my dislike, not dislike Williams, but that's a bit harsh. Pastor Maldonado will also be knocked out of Q1.
Okay.
I'll repeat my from last week. Two Mercedes on the podium.
Okay.
So that's it.
Love it. Good work. Okay, then. I think Lewis might win.
Ooh.
I think he likes it there.
He likes America.
Really, yeah. No, whether that means he'll actually finish P2.
Kyle, are you like me? Are you waiting for the inevitable Grosjean prediction that's going to come from
Michael?
That's
true. I'm eking out a Grosjean prediction at me, but Grosjean will be on the podium.
There he is.
So well eked. And I think Gutierrez will exit in Q1. I love you. Q1 predictions are going to go, I think.
Ooh, on pretty much home soil for Esteban there. And
pretty much home soil, but a track he doesn't know. Oh, that's kind of what I'm judging it on.
Really. Bold, I like it.
It's a difficult one. And I think Paul de Resta is a form. He's a form driver. He's either in desperate form or good form. And I think we'll see a top 8 finish from him. Oh, Carl gets one back.
Wow.
I see how that works.
Ouch.
Just look at the table, Carl. Look at the table.
Yeah, look at it.
All right, then.
Respect it.
No one knows how it looks or how it works out. That's the way I like to keep it.
I don't mind as long as I'm on top.
We better wrap this up. We've only got two races to go, gents. It's not many.
But it's only until March before it starts.
Exactly. Well, and to be honest, January, because they'll be testing in January.
Yeah, we're testing the main squad. We know.
Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting winter. Certainly once the new year kicks in. But let's get through this season first. Enjoy Austin. Enjoy America. I'm sure we all will. Fingers crossed it'll be a cracking race. Twitter at EDPF1, at Michael J. Bailey. Kyle.
At Cucumbers.
Ped.
At PedHD56.
We're getting good at this now. EDP24.co.uk/F1 for everything that you need. I do. It'll be there. And Facebook.com/EDPF1. Join our Facebook page. In the meantime, enjoy yourselves. We'll see you on the other side of the other side of the world. Goodbye.
I would have gone other side of the other side of the pond.
Pond.
I would have gone pond, but that's just me. I'm a professional.
quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.